Australians planning a trip to the US could soon face an examination of their social media accounts under changes ordered by the Trump administration. Travellers from 42 countries who are permitted to enter the US without a visa will be asked to disclose 5 years' worth of social media history. It's the latest attempt by the White House to tighten entry rules. David Green is a senior staff attorney and civil liberties director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a digital rights group based in San Francisco. David, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, happy to be here.
So these changes have gone out for public consultation for 60 days. Take me through what your key concerns are.
Well, there's many concerns, but I think we can sum them all up by just pointing out what a violation of international norms this is in terms of automatic entry, and what automatic entry and visa-free travel means, and how countries treat and respect each other. Everything else is, I think, under that umbrella. The idea, and then you add on to that, or at least part of that, is the government, the effects on freedom of speech and privacy that this type of surveillance will have, on the residents of, on all people who want to visit the US.
Do you have a sense of what the government would be looking for as it goes through people's social media accounts?
Well, they haven't said anything specific with this, but our current administration has, in other contexts, and especially in immigration context, really very broadly looked for any type of social media speech that was either critical of the Trump administration. They've done a lot of punishment around visa holders who've had pro-Palestinian speech. There's been a lot of punishment and targeting of people who were insufficiently mournful of the murder of Charlie Kirk. So I think broadly just speech the Trump administration doesn't like.
How feasible is it to actually trawl through all of this data? I presume that's not a manual process, but would that likely mean delays for people wanting to come into the US?
Well, not necessarily. What we know from procurement records is that Customs and Border Protection has procured many, many tools that would automate this process and make it quite quick. We don't know how accurate they are, but they've purchased several automated tools to quickly scan through social media posts. And we know they're using those tools in the context of visa revocations now.
Every country has the right to set standards of entry for visiting foreigners. You can be blocked for entry in many countries for espousing hatred, for example. Certainly, social media is a place to express views in contemporary times. So how much of this comes down to the idea of screening social media in principle being a problem, or more narrowly, is it the types of content or values that the administration might use as a basis for denying someone a visa?
Yeah, so I do think it would be difficult to make a legal argument under U.S. law against this. So I do think it's more a matter of principle and international norms and free of expression as a larger principle, a larger-than-law principle.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where David Green, Senior Staff Attorney and Civil Liberties Director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, is our guest as we talk about the proposed visa changes in the US. So, David, under these changes, applicants are also going to have to hand over years' worth of phone numbers, email addresses, personal details of family members, as well as biometric information. What's the government going to do with all of this data?
I think that's a good question. And what we would, when there's a final regulation, and hopefully this doesn't go into effect, but if it does, we would look to see what type of limitations they place on it. We haven't seen from this administration what the type of limitations on data sharing among federal agencies that we would like to see. So I do think it's a major concern about how this information could be used more broadly.
David Green, thank you very much for talking to us about this. We'll keep an eye on how it progresses, certainly with Australians who might be looking to come to the US. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.